Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
While Christmas is generally portrayed as a joyful and carefree time, for many it can be one of the most difficult periods of the year. This week, the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre is reminding people that sexual violence does not pause for the holidays, and neither does the support. For more on this, I'm joined now by Rachel Morrow, Chief Executive of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. Rachel, you're very welcome.
Hi, Katie.
Rachel, you might just remind us why Christmas is so difficult a time for victims and survivors of sexual violence.
Well, as you said, Katie, amongst all the excitement and the joy and the expectation over the coming days, we're reminding people that these aren't the emotions felt by everyone. And for survivors of sexual violence, it can actually be a really dreaded time. And it can bring very painful reminders of past abuse for some people, while others may have to see and spend time with the perpetrator at festive gatherings or listen to unkind, thoughtless remarks from family or friends, but as well as supporting survivors of past abuse for whom Christmas is an annually difficult time. Since the beginning of December, our telephone counsellors have been supporting people who've experienced a recent sexual assault during the Christmas party season this year. And we know that these calls will increase even more in January when victims reach out for help and support as they start to process what happened. We're taking calls every day from people who are profoundly affected by very recent acts of sexual violence, including rape. And as is the case, no matter what time of the year it took place, when alcohol and drugs were involved, it can bring additional feelings of shame or blame that's felt by the victim. But of course, it's never, ever the victim's fault. All responsibility lies with the perpetrator. So I suppose for a number of reasons, Christmas can be a very difficult time for people who've experienced sexual violence.
Yes. And Rachel, for someone listening who, you know, something might have happened when they were socialising or after they were socialising, and maybe they're unsure of whether what they experienced counts as an assault or whether who was to blame and what they can do about it. What do you say to them?
Well, I think sexual violence is one of the only crimes where victim blaming features so strongly, and it's often the first response from someone if a survivor discloses to them what someone else did to them. Like earlier in the year, we carried out some national attitudinal research, and it showed that one in six people think that if you're raped while under the influence of drugs or alcohol, then the victim is partly responsible for this. And that's really very shocking. But survivors of sexual violence are really tuned into that. And these feelings of shame and blame informs many survivors' decisions not to disclose. And that's backed up by the CSO's sexual violence survey. So your question about whether it counts or not, I'd say to them that of course it counts. It all counts, and you deserve so much better. It's such a common reaction to sexual violence to trivialise it, because it's so, so hard to make sense of the fact that someone would harm you in this way. And I think that everyone is entitled to go out and socialise and have the expectation that they can live their life free from sexual violence. It's not the responsibility of women or any victim to find ways to avoid being raped, and a predator intent on doing harm will find a way to do that. And I think that as a society, we have to change the narrative around this issue, because victims are often doubted. You regularly hear, why did she stay? Why didn't she scream? Why did she drink so much? But almost never do you hear, why did he rape her? And I think that the future that we'd like to see is where survivors are believed, where supported, and where there's no shame and no blame.
In some cases, of course, Rachel, I mean, rare enough cases, but I suppose we know that they're out there. Someone's abuser may still be part of their family circle or their general social, wider social circle. Like, what advice would you have, or what reassurance can you offer to somebody who find themselves in that situation over this period?
I think that the first thing to remember is that it's actually not that rare. And the biggest threat of sexual violence comes from people who are known to us, of our clients in Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. Around 90% know the perpetrator. And as we also know, the number of sexual offences that make it to trial and onto a conviction are just a drop in the ocean compared to the number of people who've experienced this crime. So there are countless perpetrators living a life free from consequence for what they've done. And this means that the victim may have to face them in their family or social circles. As you say, Katie, So in terms of advice, I suppose the first and most important point to make is to ensure that you're safe. If you feel unsafe or in danger right now, then you need to call the emergency services. But if you're not in immediate danger, then you can call the National Rape Crisis Helpline, which we run in Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, and we'll be able to go over options with you and offer you support in deciding what you can do. And it's really important to remember that you're not alone. There are so many others out there who share your experience.
Okay, many thanks for that. That's Rachel Morrow, Chief Executive of Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. And just a reminder that you can confidentially call the 24-hour National Rape Crisis Helpline on 1800 77 8888.